This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. It's been 10 years since a gunman killed 12 people and injured 70 more at a movie theater in Aurora. The 720 Memorial provides a place of comfort for the survivors and families of the victims. But Heather Dearman, who leads the foundation that oversees the memorial, says feelings remain heavy due to recent mass shootings.
A lot of survivors really have, over the years, fought and tried to make changes, and then they're like, for what? And so I don't blame them for feeling heavy right now. Like, it's hard for me to think about.
The 720 Memorial was dedicated to the victims in 2018. A remembrance was held at midnight, the time of the shooting, and a community gathering is planned for Saturday. Colorado is enrolling 22 more public health providers and sexual health clinics in its monkeypox vaccination program as cases continue to rise. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
State health officials have confirmed a dozen cases of the disease so far in July, already double last month's total. The virus, which spreads through skin-to-skin contact, is hardly ever fatal, but it can cause weeks of flu-like symptoms and painful sores. The state's health department says the risk to an individual contracting monkeypox remains low, but it's given out over 1,000 doses of the vaccine to higher risk groups to hopefully curb the outbreak. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Hot weather has prompted more fishing closures along major Colorado waterways. Parks and wildlife officials have put full-day closures in place for the Colorado River between Granby and Rifle. The Yampa River is also closed for fishing from the Chuck Lewis State Wildlife Area through Steamboat Springs. River water temperatures in those areas have topped 70 degrees, which puts stress on trout and other fish. Restrictions should lift once the weather cools off. Right now in Boulder, it's 91 degrees and partly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 93 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC.